Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, thunderstorms, lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, mid 40s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain 51, and Friday into Friday night, we'll continue with rain and storms. Right now, it's 45.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA yesterday, shows 97% of the nation's corn is in the dose stage. Last week at 94, the average is 94. 79% is now dented. Last week at 63, the average is 71. 25% of the nation's corn is mature. Last week it was at 12, the average at 19. And the condition of the corn crop, 61% good to excellent, down 1 point from a week ago last year at this time, 55% good to excellent. Soybeans now dropping leaves at 20. Last week it was 8. The average this time of the year is 16. 65% is the good to excellent condition of the nation's soybean, down 1 point from a week ago. And last year we were at 65% good to excellent. Kansas cotton crop setting bulls at 93. The average is 89. Open bulls at 21 in Kansas. The average is 15. Kansas cotton condition, 45% good to excellent, 28% fair, and 27% poor to very poor. 29% of the nation's sorghum is mature. The average is 33. 21% of the sorghum has been harvested nationally. The average is 23. And the sorghum condition, 49% good to excellent as of Sunday, down a point. Last year, we were at 68% good to excellent in the nation's sorghum. Winter wheat planting is underway. 5% as of Sunday has been completed. The average this time of the year is 3%. Looks like just getting underway in Oklahoma, a little bit further along in Texas, shows 17% of wheat planted in Colorado. And the pasture and range report shows 22% good to excellent, 32% fair, 46% poor to very poor. Last year, at this time, 51% of the pasture range was in good to excellent condition. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she would like to see the new U.S. Space Command headquarters built in Kansas.
Four Kansas towns are in the second round of the U.S. Space Command headquarters selection process. Derby, Kansas City, Leavenworth, and Wichita are all submitting proposals.
The governor says she has directed her cabinet to use all resources necessary to support the selection of Kansas as the headquarters for the U.S. Space Command. Football returns to Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night as the Kansas City Chiefs kick off their 2020 campaign. As fans arrive, there are various policies in place to reduce person-to-person contact and maintain social distancing. Individuals must wear their masks at all time, and there is a no-bag policy, and that means not even the previously approved clear bags will be allowed. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A 10-year-old Garden City boy was injured in a hit-and-run accident early yesterday morning. Officials say the incident occurred around 6:45 in the morning. Witnesses told Garden City police officers the boy was riding his bicycle when he was struck by a red, unknown-make passenger car as he attempted to ride his bike across the street. The passenger car fled the area and did not stop. The boy suffered minor injuries and was treated on scene by the Finney County EMS. Kansas Education Deputy Commissioner Dale Dennis is retiring after a 53-year career with the department. Dennis will retire effective September 30th. As Deputy Commissioner of Fiscal and Administrative Services, Dennis supervises the distribution of about $5 billion in state and federal funds to schools. As kids return to school, technology issues were popping up in some Kansas school districts that opened with mostly online classes. The Olathe district experienced interruptions to service yesterday morning when nearly 50,000 users tried to log on to a system that was meant for 30,000 students. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska's second largest school district adding clear plastic barriers to school lunch tables in an effort to prevent the spread of the coronavirus as the number of cases in the state reached nearly 36,000 and deaths from COVID-19 have now surpassed 400. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports Lincoln Public Schools plans to outfit all of its school lunchrooms with the barriers over the coming weeks. Two McCook City employees have been found dead inside a wastewater treatment plant. The Kearney Hub reports that the bodies of 65-year-old Larry Dickey and 43-year-old Kenneth Keslin were found Sunday afternoon inside a sludge pump house. Police said in a news release officers were sent to the plant for a welfare check after one of the employees failed to return home from work. Officers spotted an employee's personal items outside the pump house, prompting a search inside. Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard an update on the Irish Creek Wind Farm. A draft of a site plan was presented for review. A concern was brought forward regarding the flight pattern for the Marysville Airport. The FAA will have to approve the turbine placement plan, but a definitive location will need to be determined prior to FAA approval. Former Commissioner Dave Stump is still concerned with the 10-year exemption for the wind farm and feels before they can be given the exemption, they should agree to payment in lieu of taxes. It was noted the exemption is a state mandate. The county cannot force NextEra to pay anything over and above what state statute requires. Therefore, the county cannot insist upon payment in lieu of taxes for those first 10 years. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week noted several comments from residents regarding consideration of a countywide road system. Many were reported not in favor. The health department has served letters asking quarantine from families who may have been exposed to COVID-19. Tiffany Heyman reported some negative feedback from citizens as a result. She outlined contact tracing procedures. It was reported that a couple of healthcare facilities in Washington County may have been exposed. She noted a significant number of elderly residents in care facilities and otherwise that may be vulnerable or at increased risk of exposure. Mask requirements in the courthouse and concern with potential widespread outbreaks within county departments and the appropriate response allowing continued operations. Nemahal County Commissioners last week discussed wages for county employees for 2021. The board reviewed a draft of a Nemahal County 2021 budget and suggested changes. Another positive COVID-19 test in Marshall County reported this past weekend brings active cases to 3 with 13 recoveries. As of Tuesday, Washington County reported just 2 active cases with 14 recoveries following a recent outbreak. A Nemahal Central staff member in Seneca has tested positive and has been quarantined. The number of active cases in Nemahal County now reported at 7, with 54 recoveries to date. Injury accidents were reported in Washington County. August 22nd, Emma Wallmeyer of Concordia lost control over Corrected, and her vehicle rolled onto its top off U.S. 36, a half mile east of Fox Road. The driver was transported to Republic County Hospital. August 25th, Christopher Whitaker of Washington lost control, rolling his vehicle on 11th Road just east of Yankee Road. The driver was transported to Hanover Hospital. No immediate details on a 2-car accident at the Beatty Junction on U.S. 36 at K-99 on Tuesday afternoon. Both vehicles went into the ditch at the intersection. An injury accident in Marshall County was reported August 3rd. Danielle Hopped of Marysville lost control and rolled in the grass median on U.S. 36 near North 6th Road. The driver was transported to Community Memorial Healthcare. $1,000 bond was set for Todd Metcalf, who was arrested August 26th on pending charges of criminal damage to property after authorities responded to a report of a disturbance at 310 East Street in Greenleaf. Palmer Fire Department, August 29th, was dispatched for a combine fire at 970 Heritage Road. August 31st, the Washington Fire Department was dispatched to U.S. 36 and Upland Roads for truck fire. A Belleville woman, Stacy McMahon, posted $5,000 bond in Washington County on an active warrant out of Clay County for burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property after she was arrested and held in the Washington County Jail on $1,000 bond on pending charges of violation of driving restrictions and no proof of insurance after a traffic stop in Washington. Daniel G. Matthews, age 60, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Daniel Matthews. Luana K. Brooks, age 73, of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Private family funeral service is planned Monday, burial at Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Public visitation Sunday, noon until 8, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Luana Brooks.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest and an upper level low across the Rockies. All of this combined is going to bring cloudy skies, ongoing showers and thunderstorms off and on as we head through this Wednesday tonight, all the way through the end of the week before finally the system will move out of the area as we head into it Saturday. But we do have another low pressure system that's going to move across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend. We'll continue with these chilly temperatures, but we will see a warm-up as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy, rain showers, thunderstorms, lower 50s with wind gusts at 25. Tonight, we'll continue with showers likely, cloudy skies, mid-40s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
45 degrees Wednesday morning, just 2 degrees off a recent record low of 43 set back in 2008, the average low 59. Average high temperature 82 with a recent record high of 98 set in 2013. We received around 3/4 of an inch of rain Tuesday into early Wednesday. Sunset this evening, 7:43. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's always a buzz about the Almanac's long-range weather predictions, and for good reason. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 9th. It is the 253rd day of the year, and comedian Adam Sandler has a birthday. The 2021 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac will soon be appearing on store shelves. As usual, our long-range weather predictions will be the most talked-about feature. We can't tell you what they are just yet, but we can tell you what makes our methodology so reliable. In addition to considering climate models, analogs of known weather patterns, and atmospheric teleconnections, the effects of solar cycles and sun activity also play an important role. And we're always refining our system as new technologies and data become available. So look for a fresh edition on newsstands in the coming weeks. Check out our latest weather predictions and much more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find a retailer near you, visit almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Michael Franco drove in the go-ahead run with a sacrifice fly in the eighth inning and an RBI single in the ninth as Kansas City beat the Cleveland Indians 8-6 to snap a seven-game losing streak. Whit Merrifield hit a three-run homer, and Cam Gallagher had an RBI double for Kansas City, which had been outscored 51-18 and only held the lead after one inning in losing its first seven games in September. Alberto Mondesi led off the eighth with a single off Adam Clymer and scored on Franco's fly to center to put the Royals up 6-5. Carlos Santana, Sandy Leon, and Francisco Lindor all homered for Cleveland. From the diamond to the gridiron, Kansas State's opener against Arkansas State this Saturday has been moved from its original 2:30 p.m. start to 11 in the morning. The K-State-Arkansas State game will be televised nationally on Fox. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Leaders of six state legislatures in the Big Ten footprint have sent a letter to Commissioner Kevin Warren asking the conference to reconsider its decision to cancel the fall football season. The letter is written on the letterhead of Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield and also signed by state house leaders from Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The Big Ten, and Warren in particular, have received strong pushback since the conference announced that university presidents voted to push back football and other fall sports until the second semester because of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Baylor became the third Big 12 team to postpone its scheduled season opener this week. The Bears were supposed to open at home Saturday against Louisiana Tech, but the visiting school announced that it would not be able to play because of a number of recent positive COVID-19 tests. Kansas City Royals back in action tonight after their win last night. They'll take on the Cleveland Indians in Game 3 of a four-game series. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. You may have planted it in your outdoor containers, but have you tried growing fiber optic grass indoors? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This grass-like plant is native to wet places, growing next to water or seaside in sandy or peaty soils. The long triangular leaves droop over the edge of the pot. Grow it in a hanging basket or tall container to best display its graceful habit. Its common name was inspired by the small white flowers that develop on the tips of the stems, reminiscent of fiber optic lamps. Grow it in a sunny window and be sure to give it plenty of water or set the pot in a container of water. Placing it among your other indoor plants will help boost the humidity, something this plant needs. If the center turns yellow, divide the plant in half and remove the yellow center before replanting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's the largest rail yard in the world, and it sets in a small city in the middle of the Midwest. Take you to the place with 10,000 rail cars headed to all points of the nation on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It's the largest rail yard in the world.
The yard is 2 miles wide, 8 miles long. There's 2,850 acres in this area that Union Pacific owns. If we took all of the track in this 8-mile stretch, it will go for 400 miles.
Eldon Walters shares the story from the 8th story of the Golden Spike Tower that provides a bird's eye view of the tracks here in North Platte, Nebraska.
The yard was established here because of the great number of rails that crossed this area. And with plenty of wide open space, it was the best place for the Union Pacific to establish their yard.
Right now, we're at about 140 trains a day going either direction. We are getting about 28 loaded coal trains through here every day that go up to Wyoming to load from the mines. We have to have that many empties going back west because we got to keep meeting the quota for the different power plants that are needing the product.
The purpose of the yard is to put the right cars on the right tracks. That requires disassembling and reassembling the train's cars to get them to the right destination.
When a train comes in 20 miles outside of North Platte, the train goes by a scanner, and the scanner reads either the barcode or the chip on the cars.
And that info is sent to offices in St. Louis or Omaha, which then relays back information about how the cars in that train need to be sorted for their correct destination.
So we are putting the cars into the right location if they're going to Chicago, if they're going to Miami, if they're going to Omaha. We sort them into that class. We have 64 tracks that have eastbound destinations. We have 50 tracks in our westbound hump that is going to make up westbound trains.
And those humps he's referring to are critical in the process. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside from on top of the Golden Spike Tower in North Platte, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our hotel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
If you see a lot of bugs in and around your pond or stream, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The presence of insects is an indicator of water quality as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Landowners can tell a lot about the health of the water in a stream or pond by color, water clarity, and dissolved oxygen levels. But there's another good indicator, bugs. Dip a cup of water and look closely at the sample. It should be teeming with tiny life. If you have pollution, they aren't going to be there. Diane Olson is a water resources educator at Penn State University. She says insects have varying tolerances to water quality.
Dragonflies, damselflies, some of the beetles and water boatmen or water striders, they are somewhat sensitive to pollution. And then if you have poor conditions most of the time, you're only going to find insects that we consider unpleasant, like mosquito larvae, aquatic worms, midge larvae.
Olson says the best time to sample depends on water temperature and where you live, but generally it's anywhere from early June to mid-August. Too early and it's hard to tell the larvae apart, and if you're too late, the insects have hatched off as adults. You can send the water sample to a lab for testing or examine it with your own eyes and a magnifying glass. It can be a family project with just a few supplies.
You will need a net. There are special dip nets you can get. You'll probably want some white pans because it's much easier to see something against white. Some brushes to gently remove things that cling to rocks, because these insects have places they like to live, in your streams or in your pond. So you're going to have to sample where they want to be.
There are field guides and online sources that can help you decipher what you're looking at. Learn more about assessing water quality with insects at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Elsie Grace's gift shop is in Frankfort, Kansas. People from all over love to visit Elsie Grace's in Frankfort, Kansas. But what if you're not in Frankfort, Kansas and miss Elsie Grace's and really want to shop at Elsie Grace's? Good news! You can shop Elsie Grace's now wherever you might be. Just visit the ElsieGrace's1.com website and shop from anywhere. Hanging out in a mountain cabin? ElsieGrace's1.com. Toes in the sand on a tropical beach? ElsieGrace's1.com. At the pool? At a ball game? Dentist's office? Waiting in line? Shop all your favorite food mixes, home decor, and accessories with ElsieGrace's1.com. It's something old and something new and always something different every day at the Treasure Chest in Frankfort. Peruse the array of vintage items from a variety of vendors. Shop modern new products in stock like coffee mugs, baby items, candles, and CBD products. Take a walk down memory lane and take a piece of it home with you. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. There's always something different every day at the Treasure Chest in Frankfort.
The chimes of time ring out the news another. Day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened. I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for us.
Nothing quite like living life on purpose. Knowing why God put you on earth right now at this time is something that gives deep meaning to our day-to-day activities. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So here's a question. Are you making the most of the gifts God has given you? Your answer will be yes if you're using money as a tool, not a goal. If you know what's a need and what's a want, and if you have financial clarity to help you make decisions about caring for and protecting yourself, your family, and your community. Being generous is an important part of making the most of all God has given you, giving back to your community and causes you care about. When you're confident your finances are aligned with your faith and values, you can live more fully and focus on what matters to you. So make it simple. Use your money as a tool to live out your faith. You'll find more meaning and gratitude in your life.
Edging closer to a working ecosystem services market for agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
It sounds simple. Farmers adopt sustainable practices, measure the benefits created by those practices, and get paid for them. A group called the Ecosystem Services Market Consortium was started in 2018 to coordinate such a system. Debbie Reed is executive director.
We're engaged in research and development to improve the entire program. We're building out our protocols, our entire market approach, and we're testing it with the entire agricultural supply chain.
Reed explains how the process would work.
Producers enroll in one of two markets that we can generate credits for, and then we actually quantify all of the changes to net greenhouse gases, water quality, water conservation credits. And once we've quantified that, the credits must be verified, and then the credits are turned into serialized assets or credits, which are sold. And then with the proceeds from that sale, we pay growers for their impacts.
Reed says the consortium is hoping to do a full national market launch in 2022. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the soybean checkoff research conducted by the Illinois Soybean Association and its High Yield Plus Quality program confirms that both soybean producers and livestock producers benefit when the nutritional levels, amino acids, and soybeans are increased. No one knows the importance of amino acid profiles better than the livestock nutritionist who formulated feed rations. Dr. Bart Borg, who is the director of nutrition at Standard Nutrition Company, explains how important soybeans are in the formulation of feed rations.
Well, soybeans and soy protein are extremely important. Soybeans supply a vast majority of the protein into livestock feeds. About 70% of soybeans produced in the U.S. are used in livestock feed rations. And as a nutritionist, and a pig nutritionist especially, feed ingredients and feed costs are about 65% of the cost of production. So it's very important to get tuned into what are these ingredients that we're buying and using, and what is their value.
Bork says that amino acids are the building block, really, pretty much for the livestock nutrition.
For a nutritionist, it really is the amino acids that we're looking for, and amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So if we say 47% protein, it's full of a number of different kinds of amino acids, and that's really what the pig or the bird requires.
However, he does say that over the past three decades, essential amino acid contents of soybeans have drastically declined.
Over the last three decades, there's been a precipitous drop in the use of soybean meal because we've got crystalline amino acids that are produced in plants that the animal accepts and uses just as well as a soy-based amino acid. And if they can be produced at lower cost, then that causes a reduction in the use of soybean meal in animal diet.
Egg news from the Mid-America Egg Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustiak Ford.
Harvest time. The payday of a year's worth of hard work. With all that's gone on this year, make sure you don't add to the story because of a farm accident. This station and AgView.net want you to take time and be safe. Overhead power lines, unattentive drivers, and hurry can change a community in a moment. Stop, look, and listen. The life you save may be your own. The radio brings you many messages. This one is to thank safety every day. Have a great and safe harvest from this station at AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue telling reporters late last week a second round of payments to farmers from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program will be announced in the coming days. Speaking at an Iowa farm after touring crop damage in the state, he said the payments would be designed to compensate farmers for their losses occurred after April 15th through the end of the year, indicating those commodities eligible under the initial CFAP will be eligible under the new round. USDA has about $14 billion available in funds that allocated by the CARES Act to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation after the 1st of July. Among other provisions, the first round of CFAP provided $1.6 million in direct payments to hog farmers. The agency is still accepting applications on the first round of payments, and recently both expanded commodities eligible for the program extended the application deadline to September 11th. And a fourth round of trade talks between the U.S. and U.K. will begin starting tomorrow. U.K. Trade Department Minister Greg Hands said in terms of the U.S., clearly they'll keep the channels of communication open, talking with all parts of the U.S. political system. They're making sure that senators, members of Congress, and governors from all parties and throughout the U.S. buy into a future U.K.-U.S. free trade agreement, he told Parliament there in a recent statement. In October of 2018, the Trump administration first announced its intention to negotiate a trade agreement with the UK. And the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture have elected a new slate of officers for the coming year. Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles will serve as NASDA's president and will host the annual meeting in Louisville September of next year. Also elected to the board, New York Commissioner of Agriculture, Wyoming Director of Agriculture, Indiana Director of Agriculture, and the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by this Nexstar Media Group station. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about an event that is coming up, and that's the World Dairy Expo. I'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
As dairy producers face challenges that are both different and greater than ever before, emerging dairy technology companies continue to step up to the plate to meet the needs of producers. Since 1967, many new dairy companies have utilized World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, to introduce their business and their cutting-edge technologies to the global dairy industry. However, here we go again. The cancellation this year of World Dairy Expo 2020 creates challenges for the innovative companies who plan to exhibit at the World Dairy Expo this fall, and for the producers who want to be introduced to emerging technology startups in the dairy industry. This scenario led to the founding of the Global Dairy Tech Startup Spotlight, which creates a platform for 10 of the most exciting digital dairy technology startups to present their ideas to dairy producers around the globe. It's funded by the startups themselves, and the Spotlight brings together some elite dairy tech startups and gives them the opportunity to meet with dairy farmers. But again, they're doing it virtually. The Global Dairy Tech Startup Spotlight. Boy, they're going to have to shorten that name. That's too long for a radio broadcast. But anyway, the Spotlight will be on October 1st at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, with free event registration available right now at World Dairy Expo. While the global dairy industry would normally be meeting in Madison on October 1st for World Dairy Expo, the expo is proud to endorse this virtual event in lieu of its show cancellations. And according to Scott Bentley, who is the general manager of World Dairy Expo, he said, the Global Dairy Tech Startup Spotlight is in line with the spirit of World Dairy Expo, showcasing some of the newest technologies available to the dairy industry from emerging companies. The event will be divided into two parts, a showcase of the 10 companies, followed by a panel discussion with industry experts. The presentations will be fast-moving, as each company will have 5 minutes to showcase the technology, business model, and experience with producers. And after those pitches are complete, a short discussion revolving around dairy farms of the future and the role of technology will be playing will take place among industry experts involved in the event. The startups selected by a committee each have a digital-based technology for dairy, such as robots, cameras, sensors, drones, or blockchain, and will answer a specific need from producers like feed bunk management, cow behavior monitoring, cow health, milk quality, and manure treatment. And several companies that are startups will be participating. So it'll be an interesting addition to the World Dairy Expo at Madison, Wisconsin. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Frontier Farm Credit. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. We're Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com. Agriculture works here.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Propane and natural gas are interchangeable fuels for many uses, but their prices are determined by the cost to produce and deliver. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
You're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Natural gas are fossil fuels that are taken from the ground. Natural gas is truly a gas delivered through a pipeline. Propane is extracted from unrefined natural gas and stored under pressure in a tank as liquefied propane gas. It's most commonly used for portable appliances such as grills, but many people in remote areas use it for heating. Norm Olson is a biomass program manager for the Iowa Energy Center. He says there's little difference in how the fuels perform for heating, cooking, or drying. Deciding which to use may depend on what you have access to.
In most cases where you have a choice to use natural gas, you'll use it because it's usually a little cheaper than propane. In places where you can't get natural gas, then generally that's when you go with propane. The propane can be delivered by a truck, so there's no pipeline involved. It's going to be a little more expensive to deliver by truck, whereas, you know, with pipelines, a pretty cheap way to deliver fuel.
When comparing prices, you have to compare BTUs, or British thermal units. Natural gas is priced per therm. One therm equals 100,000 BTU. Take your cost times 10, and you will get your cost per million BTU. Propane is priced per gallon, so use a calculator to help you figure the same cost per million BTU.
You take your cost per gallon and divide it by 90,000, and then take that times a million. So let's say your cost is $1.40. You divide that by 90,000, then take it times a million, and you'll get a cost of about $15.55 per million BTU.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about natural gas and propane at agriculture.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Wednesday today. Still seeing mostly lower when it comes to your livestock today. Soybeans are mixed and grains are mixed as well, with corn mostly lower and wheat mostly higher, kind of opposite from what we saw on Tuesday. So looking at the corn, we're seeing September right now down 3/4 to 350 and a quarter. December corn is down 1 1/4 to 360 and a half. On the wheat side, still mostly higher here. September's up 3 1/4 to 536 and a half, with December wheat up 1 3/4 to 546 even. Over on the KC wheat side, we see September up decent growth, 5 points to 476 and a half, with December KC wheat up 3 1/4 to 472 and 3/4. On the soybeans, as we mentioned, mostly green here, oil struggling just a little bit. September soybeans are up 6 1/2 to 979 and a half, with November up 4 1/4 to 977 and a half. On the meal side, September's up 450 to 311.70. October is up 310 to 312 and 50 cents. On the soybean oils, struggling just a little bit today. Have been mostly staying in the red. September's down 28 cents to 33.29. October's down 28 cents $2.32.99, and December's down 20 cents, $2.33.20. And the livestock, as we mentioned, mostly lower here. Lean hogs, they are still staying in the green and growing, which is good news. October lean hogs are up 162 to 61.52. December lean hogs are up 105, 259, and 72 cents. Live cattle right now struggling, though. October down 90 cents to 104.87. December's down 90 cents to 109 and 22 cents. On the feeder cattle side, we see September down 22 cents to 138.72, and October down 115 to 138.70. Quick look into your energy markets. They've been staying mostly in the green throughout most of the day today, with crude oil for October up 144 to 38.20. Unleaded gas for October is up 2 pennies to 112. And heating oil for October is up 3 pennies to 110. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.